Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 5. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
Have you ever wondered why Jesus had to suffer so much when he came to earth as a man? One might expect that the Son of God would have a comfortable life and a quick and easy death. After all, wouldn't his blood have paid for our sins, whether it was shed painlessly or with great agony? Jesus took on human flesh so that he could die and pay the horrendous price of mankind's iniquity. The pain he experienced reflects the great consequences of human transgression. In fact, all suffering originates from the entrance of sin into the world through Adam and Eve. Therefore, our Savior also had to suffer in order to offer us redemption from sin and its far-reaching damage. The Holy Son of God, who had never yielded to sin, struggled with the prospect of being the sin-bearer on the cross. Yet Jesus submitted and learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And as the source of eternal salvation, he faithfully completed God's plan of redemption. When it's challenging for those of us who are believers to obey the Lord, we need the help of the one who suffered on our behalf. If his difficult obedience resulted in such a great benefit, surely ours has purpose as well.